So today is the appearance day of the consort of Sri Ram, Sri Sita Devi, Sita Devi Ki, and also the eternal consort of Lord Nityananda, Sri Janava Mata. Today is Mother's Day, Spiritual Mother's Day. And we're also honoring Madhu Pandit. So, although Sita Devi should be honored a lot and was worshipped, I will speak mostly about Janava Mata because we had just passed the Ram Navami and we have heard many pastimes about Sita. So Janava Devi is not so much given the opportunity to be understood, and she's quite a personality. Some Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay. Srila Prabhupada was asked, can women become spiritual masters in your movement? Prabhupada said, we have our Janava Mata. We have our Janava Mata. She was a spiritual master of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. After the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she is, we'll read about it, and then we'll also comment a little bit about her pastimes. Sri Suryadas Sarakela lived in Shaligram. He had five brothers, Damodar, Jagannath, Goridas, Krishnadas, and the Sringa Chaitanya. His father's name was Sri Kamsari Mishra, and his mother's name was Sri Kamala Devi. Suryadas used to be the king's treasurer, and it was in this connection that he was given the title Sarakela. Sri Suryadas Sarakela had two daughters. The older of the two was named Vasudha, and the younger was named Sri Janava. The Gaur Gonadesh Deepika, Kavi Kanapur says, Sri Nityananda Prabhu's dear consorts, Sri Janava Devi and Sri Vasudha, are expansions of Varuni and Revati, respectively. So that is, Vasudha is Varuni, and Revati is, again, Janava Devi. Sri Suryadas Pandit had formerly been Maharaj Kukundni. His Bali effulgence was as brilliant as the sun. Some say that Srimati Vasudha Devi is the incarnation of Srimati Ananga Manjari, and others say that Srimati Janava Devi is the incarnation of Srimati Ananga Manjari. Some say Vasudha Devi is the incarnation of Srimati Ananga Manjari, and others say Srimati Janava Devi is the incarnation of Srimati Ananga Manjari. In truth, both opinions are correct. They are both incarnations of Srimati Ananga Manjari. So who knows who is Ananga Manjari? Come on. Who knows? Who's Ananga Manjari? No. Ananga Manjari. Who's Ananga Manjari? She's the younger sister of Radharani. Yes. It's Radharani's younger sister is Ananga Manjari. Come on, read the books. Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's mentioned there. Ananga Manjari, and she's also an incarnation of, who's Ananga Manjari in the expansion of? She's the younger sister of Radharani, but she's also, she's an expansion of Balaram. Balaram serves Krishna in 5 rasas, and one of the rasas is Madhurya Ras. And Balaram expands his Ananga Manjari to give Krishna more transcendental pleasure. Okay. So, she is Ananga Manjari. There's also a beautiful story, I'll divert for a second. Maharaj Kukudni. He had a daughter named Revati. She was a very qualified personality. So he wanted to get her married to the best of all husbands. It's hard to find good husbands. Really. There's so many nice women available, but there's not too many good men around. Hard to find good ones. Miss been telling Yuga anyway. Anyway, so Maharaj Kudkudmi, he wanted the best for his daughter. So he went to, where did he go? Went all the way to Lord Brahma. Traveled from the earth planet to Brahmaloka. And Brahma said, Brahma's secretary came out and said, Brahma's busy, but he'll be with you in one moment. So one moment passed, and Brahma came. And he greeted Maharaj Kudkudmi, and he asked, why are you here? He said, I've come for a special request. I have this very qualified daughter, her name is Revati, and I want the best of all husbands for her. So who on the earth planet is qualified to be the husband of my daughter? He said, Maharaj, you know, you've been waiting for one moment. So one moment at Brahma's time is about how many thousands of years on the earth planet? So he said, everybody you had in mind is all dead and gone. He brought his daughter with him. Revati came with him. So she wasn't waiting. She came too. So Brahma said, all your prospects are all finished, but I have a suggestion for you. Your daughter is very qualified, so you should marry her to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Balaram. So he thought, very good. So they got married, Revati and Balaram. So the same Revati, again, has come as Janava Devi. Also an incarnation of Ananga Manjari. So we see the different diversity there. That story is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. What canto? Do you know this canto? Maharaj Kudkudmi? 8th canto, maybe? 17. Yes? It's in the 8th canto? Okay. Or 9th canto. Yeah, I think it's 9th canto. Okay, Suryadas Sarakela was a dear devotee of Nityananda and Gauranga. Seeing his daughters mature into full bloom of their youth, he began to think about the subject of their marriage. This is recorded in Bhakti Ratnakar. Suryadas Panda began to think about this very deeply. Once, thinking his way late at night, he fell asleep. At that time, a dream came to him. With this, his mind was filled with bliss. In his dream, he saw himself giving his 2 daughters in marriage to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Seeing the wonderful dream, the pundit swam in the ocean of ecstasy. A little later, his dream broke. The next morning, he told a Brahmin friend about his dream. He said that I saw Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram himself. So there's no difference between Lord Nityananda and Lord Balaram. It's the same person in 2 forms. Anyone who makes a distinction between Balaram and Lord Nityananda, it says he's an atheist. Apashandi, that's the word that's used, which is translated as atheist. So Balaram and Nityananda are the same person, except 2 different forms, that's all. He said, I saw that Nityananda is Balaram himself. is unprecedented. Bodily effulgence filled the 10 directions with its radiance. His arms and legs were decorated with all manners of wondrous and beautiful ornaments. His two daughters accompanied him on either side. My two daughters accompanied him on either side, and having assumed the form of Revati and Varuna, they were exceedingly beautiful. Certainly I must offer the hands of my daughters to Sri Nityananda Prabhu in marriage. Until he accepts them, I shall never find peace. In this way, having informed his Brahmin friend of his intentions, Sarakela Pandit dispatched him to Navadvip, to Srivas Thakur, Srivas Pandit. With great haste, the Brahmin left, and soon he arrived at the house of Srivas. At that time, Nityananda was staying at the house of Srivas Pandit. The Brahmin explained to Srivas how Suryadas Sarakela wanted to offer his two daughters in marriage to Nityananda Prabhu. On hearing all this, Srivas became happy and submitted the entire matter to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The merciful Nityananda told the Brahma to return to Suryadas with the assurance that he would certainly fulfill his heart's desire. When the news came to Advaitacharya, he became extremely happy. He said, "May all this take place very soon." Meanwhile, the Brahmin returned to Shaligram and gave the auspicious news to Suryadas. Upon hearing this, Suryadas's ecstasy knew no bounds. In Borogachi Gram lived the son of King Harihora, Sri Krishna Das. He was a great and dear devotee of Lord Nityananda. He was prepared to bear all and make all the necessary arrangements for a lavish wedding, putting his own home at his disposal at the entire celebration. Wanting Lord Nityananda to accept this as his offering, Krishna Das went quickly to Lord Nityananda and prayed that he might be allowed to bring the Lord to Borogachi Gram and commenced with the wedding there. Srivas, Sri Advaitachari, Sri Chandrasekhar, Murari Gupta, as well as the other devotees, Sri Gaurasundar, gathered there and began performing Sankirtan. Sri Suryadas Sarakela's brother, Krishnadas, quickly returned to Borogachi Gram. Nityananda also arrived there, as did all the devotees from Shaligram. Seeing Nityananda Prabhu and all the different devotees who had arrived, Suryadas ran out on the road before them in great ecstasy, welcoming them, inviting them to his own home, after falling before the lotus feet of Nityananda in humble submission. The Bhakti Ratnakara records thus as follows: falling at the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Suryadas flooded the ground with his tears. With his two hands he held tightly to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. His voice was trembling. He wanted to speak, but he could not find any words. Nityananda began to slowly smile and gradually was unable to contain his ecstatic laughter. Bestowing his full mercy upon Suryadas, he embraced him. Suryadas became absorbed in bliss. Who could have understood the limits of his ecstasy? Seeing his brother, Goridas also became ecstatic. Not being able to contain his patience, he was overwhelmed with internal delight. A little while later, Suryadas Pandit worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda and offered his two daughters, Sri Vasudha and Sri Janava Mata, in the hands of Nityananda. Of course, there's another story. It says that Lord Nityananda married Janava Devi, and then during the wedding ceremony, the younger Vasudha was serving prasadam, and she was serving prasadam, and then she came to Lord Nityananda, and when she went to serve prasadam to Lord Nityananda, the veil, because the women may wear the veils on their heads, and you're supposed to always keep them covered, it fell. And then she was embarrassed because her veil fell off her head At the same time, she was trying to serve the prasadam, so she couldn't fix her veil. So she manifested two more arms, and they disappeared. And she fixed her veil with the other two arms while she was serving with two arms. So all of a sudden, Lord Nityananda saw she had four arms. And then Lord Nityananda said, "I'll marry that one too." That was his declaration. So that's what happened. Actually, Lord Nityananda accepted. And Lord Nityananda had two children by Vasudha and no children by Janava. Who were the two suited children by Vasudha? Who knows who they were? Huh? Famous Birabhadra. He's an incarnation of Siradakshai Vishnu. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's a whole section in Chaitanya Charitamrita describing the glories of Birabhadra Goswami. And who was it? There was a daughter too. What was her name? Gangamata. She was the incarnation of the river Ganges. So Lord Nityananda had two children from Vasudha. One was Gangamata and the other one was Birabhadra. There's so much in the life, and we'll speak a little bit. Of course, this is the time of the Narottam Das Thakur. He was present, Srinivas Acharya, Shamananda Pandit, Ramachandra, also the dear friend of Narottam Das Thakur. So this was after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya, at least 50 years. And there were devotees in Puri, there were devotees in Navadvip, and there were devotees in Vrindavan. They were all followers of Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. He had three places where the devotees mainly stayed, these three places. And it's explained that Janava Devi, she coordinated the activities of these three places, and she arranged for book distribution. This was the beginning of book distribution, when Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, and Shamananda Pandit took the books of the Goswamis to have them copied and then have them distributed in different places. So she was actually the organizer, and she was considered to be the leader of all the Vaishnavas. She was senior in age, but at the same time she was also senior in her spiritual practice. She was the personal wife of Lord Nityananda. And there are many beautiful stories. The famous Kateri Gram festival is really, really a special story. That where Narottam Das Thakur arranged for the first Gaur Purnim festival. This festival was spoken about for hundreds of years later, still is. This festival is amazing. Narottam Das Thakur, along with Janava Devi, Srinivasacharya, and many of the other stalwart preachers, wanted to glorify Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So this was 50 years after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance. 50 years. So it was quite some time. And he organized this major festival. And six new sets of Radha Krishna deities were obtained in different ways for the festival. And then Bhurimanta Khan, I believe it was Bhurimanta Khan. No, actually King, what was his name? King Santosh Dutt. Right? He paid for the whole thing. Huge festival, and thousands of people came. And the honored guest was Janava Mata. She was considered to be the supreme of all devotees. So this festival, we can read a little bit about it here. The festival had been arranged by King Santosh Dutt. He was the son of Narottam Das's brother, as well as his disciple. For this festival, Janava Devi herself, the wife of Lord Nityananda, had come. Along with her came her uncle, Sri Krishna Mishra, as well as Sri Pati, Sri Nidhi, Minikete Ramdas. Everybody remembers Minikete Ramdas. Also, Murari Chaitanya was there. And Gyanadas, Parmeshwari, Balaram Das, Vrindavan Das Thakur, and all the other dearmost followers of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Janava Mata first went to the house of Goridas Pandit Nambika Kalna along with her followers. The disciple of Goridas, Hriday Chaitanya, with great cordiality welcomed Sri Janava Mata and all the devotees. Sri Janava Mata, with her own hand, cooked the offering for Nitai Gaur, for the deities. Having had a festival there for one night, they went on to Navadvip. Arriving at the house of Mahaprabhu and not seeing Sachi Mata there, Sri Janava Mata was very unhappy to have missed her and felt the pangs of separation. Sri Pati and Sri Nidhi then took Sri Janava Mati to their own Navadvip home. Not seeing Sri Vas Pandit and Malini Devi there, her heart was broken. She began to cry. So all these darshans had left the planet already. They stayed the night there and on the following day went to Shantipur, finding that Sri Advaita Charya and Sri Sita Thakurani had passed away. Janava Mata was filled with grief. Their sons, Achyutananda and Gopal, welcomed and cordially greeted Janava Mata and all her Vaishnava associates and gave her a proper ceremony. So she's coming there. Kind of describes the festival. The festival is amazing. How the arrangements were made. It says here, this kirtan organized by Narottam Das Thakur was historical. Narottam Das Thakur was, Lord Chaitanya said, and Narottam appeared one year after the passing of Lord Chaitanya. The Lord Chaitanya said, before he left, he said, soon there will be a personality who will come and he will revolutionize the style of kirtan. Lord Chaitanya said, kirtan is my harp, and this personality will spread the glories of kirtan everywhere. His name will be Narottam. He predicted his appearance. And he developed different styles of kirtan. Now, kirtan is an art. It's not you just like you bang a drum and you dance, you know, and you just crash the cartels and hope something happens. Kirtan is actually an art, very artistic. And there's ways to perform kirtan with so many mridangas, so many cartels. There's a lead singer, there's a lead dancer, and there's different styles of how the kirtan is led. Sometimes two people sing instead of one. And that's a particular style of kirtan also. There's two leaders together. And one who knows the science. I remember there was one devotee in our movement. Still is. Kind of like he's doing other things now, but his name is Agni Dave. Anybody remember Agni Dave? Yes. Anyone can forget Agni Dave. What a kirtan leader. Amazing. He would sing and he would just lose it. Huh? He's in Santa Rosa. He owns a restaurant there now. He still does kirtan, has his own programs, he makes CDs. It's Agni Dave. If you ever want to hear any of his kirtans, I have them recorded. They are amazing. And we used to leave, and he knew the science of kirtan, plus he was an expert singer at the same time. And so when you know the science, you can take the kirtan this way or that way. You can take it in different ways, up, down, this way. bring the moods up. Because kirtan is meant to awaken a certain mood of devotion towards the Lord through the melody and how the melody is given, like that. So it's a real science. Kirtan's a science. I mean, there's people who study kirtan, how to perform it. Sounds good, huh? Should get into that. I mean, it's really amazing when you see. Kirtan is a lot more than what we think it is. It's actually a great science. And Narada, he was a scientist, and he developed new styles of kirtan. So he was there, and he was leading the kirtan for the May, for the festival. And it was like all these mridanga players and all these kartal players. And he had a little tiny pair of kartals. And he was leading. Yeah. And then the mridangas were coming in. I can't do mridangas so good. Who could do a mridanga? Boom. Anyway, the mridanga started to slowly come in. Kirtan was just building slowly as Narada was singing very slowly. Kirtan is meant to start off slow. And then you build. It's not that we start off 100 miles an hour and at the end everybody's finished. Slow, and you catch the attention of everybody through the slow and very devotional song. And then you build and build and bring it up faster and more artistic. Oh, it's really wonderful. It's nothing like kirtan. Can't compare it to anything. It's not. It's really a beautiful science. And he was bringing it up, and then gradually the mridangas were coming in, and then the kartals were increasing. Everyone was singing, and the singing was becoming louder and more devotional. Finally, the thing was really going, sweet and powerful. And then, at one point, when everybody was in ecstasy of the kirtan, I mean, it was an ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, the entire Panchatattva, and many of Lord Chaitanya's associates who had left the planet, they all appeared in the kirtan. Lord Chaitanya actually came and appeared in the kirtan, and everyone was there and they saw Lord Chaitanya. He had been gone for 50 years, and he brought back with him all his associates. Advaitacharya was there. His sons, Gopal and Achyutananda, saw their father once again. What else? And Mukunda came back. His son, Raghunandana Thakur, was there. He saw his father again. Everyone was seeing all the associates of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya. And they were all dancing in this kirtan by Narada. It was amazing. And his kirtan went on and on and on. It became so ecstatic. And it was just like rip-roaring. I mean, you have to go to certain places in the world to really get good kirtans. I mean, kirtan's a real science. There's one devotee in Switzerland. He travels all over Europe and he does kirtans. His name is Madhava. He's from Mauritius. He is the most amazing kirtan leader. When he sings, you know, the whole place just goes bonkers. I mean, it's rhythmic. It's not wild. It's very artistic. And he can sing all day. He can sing all day. And like when I was in Hungary, and on Jan Mastami, the entire day, practically, we had kirtan. From morning till night. There's a few breaks in the middle there for other things. I was like, all day, just kirtan. Kirtan, 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 kirtan. I mean, you get into these kirtans and you forget about your body. Forget about who you are, why you are, where you are, what you are. comes. Wow. Powerful. I mean, powerful. Really amazing kirtans. So this kirtan was so ecstatic, and everybody was completely in ecstasy. They were falling on the ground. It was all, and then all of a sudden, at one point, when the kirtan reached a certain height, Lord Chaitanya disappeared. Right at the height, at one point, he just left. And everybody went, ah. They had seen Lord Chaitanya after being gone for 50 years. Everyone was completely overwhelmed in ecstasy, dancing, and then all of a sudden he just left. And then Narottam brought the kirtan back down. Then, Janava Devi, she served out the prasadam after the kirtan. And it's explained that she served here. Sri Janava Devi herself distributed prasadam by her own hand to the great souls present at that grand festival. And it explained that she served all the devotees, and there were thousands. She arranged, she was the head. She was also, they had a serving team. She was in charge of the serving. She cooked for everyone. She did all the cooking, and then she arranged for all the serving. And then after all the devotees got served, all the servers sat down, and she served all the servers. And Narottam and Srinivas were telling her, Mataji, why don't you sit down and have some prasad? She was so all she wanted to do was serve. That was her quality. She didn't care, well, you know, I cooked and I'm actually the leader here. But she was thinking, you know, I want to serve the Vaishnavas. So she, not only she cooked them, but she arranged for all the serving. Finally, when everyone's done, She took prasad. And then the festival ended, and she went on to Vrindavan. And her travels to Vrindavan was really, really amazing. There was one story where some dacoits. She was traveling with a small entourage, and she was staying underneath a different tree each night. So one night, some dacoits, and they were thinking, who is this lady? Everyone's worshiping this lady. And she looks like, they probably are worshiping her because she's rich, that's why. She has a lot of gold and jewelry. So we're gonna kill them all and steal her money. Dacoits. The dacoits are not a nice person. They're really ruthless people. They don't care. And even today in, where's that famous place? Bihar? Who's from, anybody from Bihar here? No? Bihar? You know Anuttama, Bihar? Yeah. So many dacoits, right? Yeah, everybody, the whole province is dacoits. Yeah, yeah, even the ruling people are dacoits. Yeah, it's all. He's the minister. He's the chief of the dacoits. Yeah, one Bhakti Charu Maharaj. They had a celebration for him in Bihar. Not long ago. Your Guru Maharaj, I don't know if you heard about this story. It was about a year ago. And so Maharaj came. It was in Bihar. And then Maharaj said, well, we should end this soon because we have to travel. We don't want to travel by night because there's so many dacoits. So somehow Maharaj left and he went out in his own car. And then some of the devotees after, they stayed a little later, and then they were traveling, and it was at night. And while they were traveling, all of a sudden they were driving on this road, and these dacoits threw this big log right in the middle of the road to block the car. And then one of them came out with a sword and stabbed the driver. Somehow or other, he put it in reverse, and just went backwards, got away, was driving backwards. It was a miracle. They were going to kill all the devotees. The car was full of devotees. The driver got his arm cut from this deck light. But this was last year. This was only that. So stay out of BR. It's not a good place to go. India, you know, everyone speaks, yes, India is the land of spirituality. But India has the best of and the worst of everything. It's the worst place and the best place. You can be in heaven and in India and everything can be, and then one minute later you can be in hell. It's like that. It's like that. It's like two opposite, completely opposite. There's more heaven than hell, but still the hells are pretty severe there. Backlights and Muslims and, you know, riots, and there's all kinds of crazy stuff. You know. I know many devotees were attacked. One time, two devotees were attacked. Tejas Prabhu and another one. And the other devotee just started beating the dacoits. That was Pancharatna. He was, don't mess around with Pancharatna. He's a tough guy. He's in charge of Mayapur. The dacoits were demanding money. He just started beating them. Somehow, yeah. Devotees are fearless. They don't care. Anyway, it's another story. Anyway, these dacoits were going to rob Janava Devi. So they were waiting for her to go to sleep. And so it was nighttime, and everyone took rest. And then the dacoits, they were not far. They were about from here to, let's see, maybe the door. The outside door. From here to the outside door. That's how far away they were from Janava Devi. They were hiding. And then they waited for it to get dark. And then they took their swords and their knives and their weapons, and they start coming, and they start walking towards them while they were sleeping. And they were walking and walking and walking and walking and walking and walking and walking, and still they weren't reaching. And they were walking and walking and walking, and they walked the whole night. And soon the sun came up, and it was the next morning. And still they were in the same place they were. They had walked the whole night, and still they didn't move anywhere. Somehow or other, by the mystic power of the Yogamaya potency of Janava Devi, they couldn't reach her. They couldn't reach her. And then the head of the dacoits realized that this Mataji is not an ordinary Mataji. She's actually a great soul. So then their mood changed, and they came and they fell at her feet and offered wonderful prayers. And she blessed them and gave them her mercy like that. And actually they became her devotees. They actually surrendered to her. Yeah. So this was one of the beautiful stories of Janava Devi. See if we can get another story of Janava Devi. She was traveling. Having stayed one night in Ekta Chakra, she went to Katan Nagar near Katwa. She stayed at the place of Lord Chaitanya's sannyas, and she cried. From there, she went to Yajigram, to the house of Srinivas Acharya. Devotees there, headed by Srinivas, welcomed her with great devotion. Srinivas invited her into his home and performed a puja in honor of Janava Mata and worshipping her. In this way, the best of the acharyas, Srinivas, absorbed himself in the service of Janava Mata. After staying in Yajigram for some days, she again returned to Navadvip, the birthplace of Sriman Mahaprabhu. At that time, Ishan, the family servant of Mahaprabhu, was in his ripe old age. Upon entering the house of Mahaprabhu, Janava Mata fainted in ecstasy. Seeing her absorbed in divine trance, the devotees also became ecstatic and wept tears of love. From the house of Mahaprabhu, she went to the courtyard of Srivas, where she spent the night. All night in the courthouse of Srivas, the devotees engaged in Mahasankirtan, chanting and dancing with great enthusiasm. That is the place where Mahaprabhu performed his kirtans. That night, Janava Mata had a dream in which she saw Sri Gaurasundara performing his different pastimes. The following day, she offered prayers again and went to the holy town of Navadvip and then turned towards Ambika Kalna and set out in that direction. After again being visited by Janava Mata in Ambika Kalna, Gauridas Pandit, the residents of Ambika Kalna were overjoyed. Gauridas had left his body at that time. And she also, and they had a festival for the disappearance of Gauridas. And then she took a boat and went to the home of Udarana Datta Thakur. Now, Udarana Datta Thakur is interesting because Srila Prabhupada comes from his line. Srila Prabhupada is connected with Udarana Datta Thakur. His family is traced back to that personality. And he was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. When we were traveling, I think it was in the year 2000, we went to his place and we had a wonderful festival there. And it was explained that the family line, Prabhupada also writes that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that my family is connected to Udarana Datta Thakur, one of the personal associates of Lord Nityananda. So we can see the special position of Srila Prabhupada coming from a family, you know, who was an associate of Lord Nityananda. Prabhupada wasn't an ordinary person by no means. And she went to Korodohagram. And she went on pilgrimage. Finally, she wound up in Brajamandala, and she actually met with Raghunath Das Goswami, whose Bhajan Kutir was at Radhakund. And Janava Devi bathed in Radhakund. And if you go to Radhakund today, there's a little place in Radhakund that's called Janava Mata's Ghat. Janava Ghat, right? Janava Bega? Veda. What's the word? I still can't understand it, but anyway. Sitting place. Janava's sitting place. And yeah, it's like a little stone enclosure there. But then there's stairs that go down into the Radhakund. And you can go down like that. And that's where she used to bathe. That was her favorite bathing place in Radhakund. So you go there and get the mercy of Janava Devi. She met with Raghunath Das Goswami. Even the Goswamis met with her, although Goswamis don't associate at all with women. Still, they honored and also met with Janava Devi. Also, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami also paid their obeisances to Janava Devi. She was a very special personality, not an ordinary personality. Let's see. Here's the birthday of Janava Devi, Mata, is celebrated on the 8th day of the full moon of month of Vaishakha, that's now. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Kalyana Kalpataru, has prayed as follows at the lotus feet of Janava Mata. Having fallen in this ocean of misery, my life is a bewilderment. I do not know how to reach its shore, nor even where to search for it. All my efforts are useless. All my knowledge is useless. All my mysticism, austerities, religious penance, and mundane piety are all useless. None of these processes have any power to rescue me. I'm weak. I'm helpless. I don't know how to swim across this ocean of ignorance. Who will deliver me from this dangerous predicament? Within this dangerous ocean of material existence, I see the crocodiles of sense gratification. What a terrible sight. Within this ocean, I am tossed about by the turbulent waves, which constantly boil and churn like a ship without a rudder. The impulses and urges that I have acquired from my previous birth are like winds that blow my ship in all directions. My mind is unsteady. This ship has no captain, no direction. I weep in despair, seeing that I cannot cross this ocean of misery. O Janavadevi, today, by the power of your divine qualities, be merciful to this servant of yours. Dispel this illusion which torments me, and relieve me of the anguish of material existence. Let me take shelter at your lotus feet, for in this way I shall certainly cross over the ocean of birth and death. You are Nityananda Shakti, the divine energy of Nityananda himself. You are the guru of Krishna Bhakti. Be merciful to me and grant me the shade of your lotus feet, which are like a wish-fulfilling tree. You have delivered countless abominable sinners. Please deliver me in the same way. Today, this lowly sinner falls at your holy feet, praying for your mercy. Shri Janavadevi Mata Ki Jai. She is a reservoir of prema bhakti, and she is known as Nityananda Sarupini, the other self of Nityananda. Amazing personality. Today is also the appearance day of Sri Sita Devi, the eternal consort of Sri Ramchandra. We have been just glorifying Lord Ram and his pastimes. And Sita Devi is, of course, the essential part of Lord Ram's pastimes. Sita Devi is the supreme goddess of fortune. And she accompanies Lord on his sojourn in this material world. Sita Devi's glories are unlimited, as is her qualities. She gave up her happy, comfortable palace. She was a queen living in Ayodhya, just to accompany her husband into the forest. She was warned by Ram, if you come with me in the forest, it'll be cold, it'll be dark. There are dacoits, there are thieves, there are mosquitoes that will bite you and suck your blood. There's nothing to eat except some roots and fruits. You'll have to lay on the cold ground. It is too austere for you. Don't go. She said, I would rather be in the forest with you than be in Ayodhya without you. She said that actually the forest is Ayodhya without you, and Ayodhya is the forest with you. And the forest is Ayodhya with you. So a chaste and faithful wife will always follow her husband, no matter what. Nowadays we don't find that, but that is the quality of loving relationships. The wife remains subservient to the husband as long as the husband is Krishna conscious. If he's not Krishna conscious, that's something different. But the wife always has to follow the husband. Otherwise, there's a problem. And when there's a problem, then there's no relationship. Nowadays, we live in a Western society where everyone wants to become independent. And the society teaches independence. The Thai society teaches individuality rather than community and cooperation. It focuses on the individual. So women think that their happiness is becoming independent, and therefore they're all suffering like crazy because of that. The men are suffering, the women, everyone's suffering because false sense of independence. Sita, she was willing to undergo whatever difficulties in order to be with Ram. And she lived in the forest, and it was difficult for her. It was really difficult. And finally, she was captured by Ravana and held captive for 10 full months in Lanka. And there was a great war which brought her back. And even after she came back, Lord Ram rejected her for having been touched by Ravana. Of course, she proved her chastity by entering the fire and showed that she was still pure. Ravana had not touched Sita. He had taken the false Sita. The real Sita was never harmed. Because the philosophy, our understanding, is spirituality is untouched by material things. Ravana was a demon. And he could not capture the goddess of fortune. The goddess of fortune is on the spiritual platform. And therefore, what he got was something different. And so it's explained that when you try to get fortune without Narayan, you get death or you get suffering. This is a message for everyone. People want fortune without God, and then they get something else. Real fortune is to be Krishna conscious like that. So finally they went back to Ayodhya and lived. But then Ram heard some criticism that he had taken her back, and therefore he again banished her. And though she was pregnant, she was taken to the ashram of Valmiki Muni to stay there and give birth to two children. Lakshman took her there. It's a beautiful, beautiful story surrounding how their loving relationship was fraught with so many difficulties, with Ram's position, with her situation. And the pastimes of the Lord are sad. Many times they're very sad. Hanuman, who was the eternal associate of Lord Ram, he cries when he hears the story of the Ramayana. Why? Because it's very sad. Although there was so much love between Sita and Ram, it was always disturbed by situations. And finally, they separated and Sita left this world. As she came into the world, she was found in a box. Her father found her while he was plowing the ground. Her father's name was Janaka. Another name for Sita is Janaki. Janaki. And he found her in a box, and she was a beautiful little girl, and he wedded her to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She was the goddess of fortune. She again entered the earth and no longer was seen. So this was this famous Sita Devi. We read about the glories of Sita Devi in the Ramayana. They're so amazing. We can learn from what is the ideal. As devotees, we should not be like some religious groups that say, well, God is great and God's devotees are great, but we are sinners. We can't do anything. We remain sinners. Srila Prabhupada said, no. This movement is meant to purify your heart and to help you develop the qualities of the persons you're reading about. We're meant to come up to the standard of pure devotees. This movement is meant to make pure devotees. So Srila Prabhupada said that you can also be pure. You can also enter Krishna's pastimes. You can